I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I wake up every day believing we're going to play games. I'm probably optimistic by nature, so I generally most days, you know, kind of think about how things are going to get better and not in the other direction. So maybe that influences how I think about potentially a season in 2020. But I do believe we're going to play games. That doesn't mean I know we will. Doesn't mean it's a guarantee. So to your point, we've got a plan for every scenario. But you know, we're spending more of our energy, and maybe that's because we're optimistic. But we're spending more of our energy trying to think about how to prepare for those games. You know, not knowing when or where or how exactly they'll be played. We want to be as prepared as possible. And in every conversation we're having with major league coaches, with our players, with our performance staff, certainly around our major league group, and this extends to the minor league group too, conversations with Larry Broadway and his staff and our minor league players. It's all around, you know, how do we stay appropriately prepared for an increase in activity that may lead to regular season games at some time. And I think we'd prefer to keep our energy focused on that. And in, you know, in smaller groups, we can consider what will happen in the alternative scenario. But I spent a lot more time thinking that we're going to play games. You know, I really do think that the health concern is the issue, both and not just in terms of players and coaches and the staff that would be on site for those games, but you know, as importantly, really more, you know, globally importantly, like public health and making sure that, you know, nothing that happens you know, puts any additional risk on public health or the resources necessary for public health. So I think it's both parts of the health equation, both the, you know, health of safety of the people involved in actually playing and staging the games, which includes all of you, of course, and then also public health interests. I think everything else really, to me, just feels like a logistic that can be figured out. I mean, you know, if it's not saying they're all easy questions. I mean, yeah, you got to figure out facility and sort of, you know, what your operational staff looks like, and, you know, in some of the scenarios you got to figure out travel. I'm not suggesting there aren't things to figure out, but the health issues are, I would say, you know, by far and first and foremost the primary issue, and I think that will guide whatever plan is ultimately developed and the pace of implementation of whatever plan is ultimately developed.
Putting the health first, Ben, do you have a preference on the plans that have been floated out there in terms of playing, if you were to resume playing and doing so at spring training sites, or playing every game in Arizona, or having it broken up over multiple places, whether it's three or six? Is there a preference that you have that you feel is best for the Pittsburgh Pirates organization and their health of, you know, everyone you just mentioned, players, staff, et cetera?
I mean, from a health perspective, no, I would totally defer to health experts, and we've got access, obviously, to the experts in the Allegheny Health Network. There's, a very robust community in Pittsburgh at large working on this issue. And then obviously Major League Baseball has access to additional people across the country. So I would totally defer to those experts on just what scenario protects health and safety as much as possible. Operationally, again, I would just probably repeat that, and I think I'm speaking for our players too, frankly, that pretty much would go anywhere at any time that we're asked to. If the experts in those areas believe this is a safe, option A is a safe option, then I wouldn't expect we'd get any resistance. There'll be questions, but not really any real resistance to any of the scenarios necessarily that have been talked about. I mean, there's certainly some advantage to either being in Pittsburgh or Bradenton just because of the familiarity with facility, and you sort of know how to use those places to your advantage already, and there's less ramp-up time from that standpoint. But that, I really believe our players and coaches, and really the entire Major League traveling party, if you think about that as a group, willing to play wherever the league and the Players Association decide on the guidance of health experts is the safest place and the safest way to do it.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.